American songwriter, we had the opportunity to talk to Coastals.
Adam was able to talk to Coastals over Zoom video. Coastals told us about how they met and how the band was formed. They also discussed their first EP, Figure It Out, and their recent release, Watercolors.
You can watch our interview with Coastals on our Facebook page and YouTube channel at Bringing It Backwards, and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Bringing Back Pod.
We'd appreciate your support if you follow and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're Bringing It Backwards with Coastals. Well, guys, thank you so much again for doing this. The podcast is about your guys' journey in music and how you got to where you are now. Thanks, James. Hey, hello, I'm Adam.
Sorry about that.
No, dude, no worries, man. No worries at all. Cool. So let's just go around, I guess. Gabriel, where are you originally from? Are you from Florida?
So I was born in New York, and then I lived in Puerto Rico for a little bit. My dad was in the military, so we lived on base in Germany for 2 years. And
okay.
Then my brother was born. And then in 2000, I moved here, and I've been here since, just kind of moving around Tampa.
Very cool. How'd you get into music?
I accidentally got put in band classes in middle school.
Oh, really? And,
yeah. So like I started playing drums there, and then it wasn't until like my high school hosted like a little middle school night, and we all went over to play with the high schoolers. I mean, that's when I really like got into like music, but more so like marching band and stuff. And then as a teenager, I started discovering Guitar Hero got me into it too. It really made me want to play guitar, even though I'm a drummer. In high school,
Rock Band had the kit, right?
In high school, like I started playing instruments. I met some guys. We started a band, and then I met Coastals. Well, I met James and Tyler a couple years later, and then that's how I got here.
Very cool. So, James, you from Florida also?
Yeah, I've lived in Florida basically my whole life. I moved to Texas for about 3 years back in high school, but that's about it. Definitely not Puerto Rico or Germany. I actually didn't know that. But so I've been like around Sarasota and Tampa pretty much my whole life.
Very cool. And how'd you get into music?
So, man, probably when I was about 8 years old, my parents bought me a keyboard to play.
Okay. Like a Casio keyboard?
It's actually a pretty nice 88 key Yamaha.
Nice.
Yeah, because I guess they wanted me to learn, right? I don't know. and my mom was in like the church choir her whole life pretty much. So she really wanted me to like kind of pick up on that and get involved. So that's kind of where it started. And then that led to me learning how to play guitar, because I just developed a big interest in music after that. And that's pretty much my like primary instrument now, is just playing guitar. Although I do try to play some keyboards still, but also Guitar Hero definitely influenced me too. I won't lie.
Right on. What about you, Tyler? Originally from Florida?
I'll pretend like this is Tyler. I'm from Florida. I don't know. Interesting place. I lived in Indonesia briefly when I was like 2. So that's pretty much it. I'm from Florida. Grew up actually going to school and Catholic school with Brendan.
Okay.
His dad played the drums. There is not like a musical bone in my family. So like when I'd basically play the piano at friends or like distant families and felt like I kind of had an ear for it. I'd pick up like the Pirates of the Caribbean theme. I was like, felt like I was real cool as a kid, so I'd do that. And then I started playing guitar in middle school, because one of my other childhood friends, his name is TJ, was also playing with Brendan, and he was really good at the guitar, and he did like a YouTube video. I was like, damn, like I'm kind of jealous of that. So started practicing a bunch, and then just so I could play with them. And then I just started liking playing the guitar, and that's how I guess I got into music.
Very cool.
Through spite.
And Brendan, how about you? It seems like you have quite the tie to a number of people that play around that area.
Yeah. So I don't know if you mentioned it. We're from Winter Haven, Florida, which is like right in the center of Tampa and Orlando.
Okay.
And It's a very small town, I would say. Like the closest Starbucks was 30 minutes away.
Wow. So
there wasn't much to do other than like, you know, sit and play. Yeah, other than sit and play music. I'm going to be the third person to say that Guitar Hero and Rock Band influenced me, because
right on.
My dad was a drummer and I think he wanted me to play drums, but I wanted to be a chorus kid. And then I played brass and then I got addicted to Rock Band and I loved the drums on it. So then it brought me here.
I just gotta say, when he says addicted to Rock Band, I vividly remember like this dude went insane, like expert mode, would like try to do 100% completions. It was insane. It was really cool.
That's funny. What about you, Tyler? How'd you get into music?
I think it started with a little keyboard. I think my dad picked up a garage sale. Probably around 11 or something. And then I did like band in school and I continued with those lessons. I think I gave up the piano after like a year because Guitar Hero was on the scene and I wanted to play guitar. So I'm gonna go ahead and complete that. So I picked that up. There was found another teacher. And all the while I liked that kind of stuff. I was used to play a lot of saxophone and teach myself whatever I could get. Mm-hmm. I started covering some songs with some friends. James and I were playing in the worship band for a little bit. That's kind of how we met. We knew of each other, and I don't think either of us suspected we would like end up being friends for being really close. So it was a really cool surprise, and we kind of dropped out of that real quick and started playing stuff we really liked. And so now we started writing our own stuff, and now we're here.
And that's Coastals.
A bit later, yeah. How
was Coastals kind of your first band for all of you guys,
well,
or no?
I don't know if that band was Coastals. We went by like Coastal View, and we were doing covers. And so we didn't play our first show as Coastals and decide we needed to change it up until like 2016, I think.
Yeah.
So when did you guys all meet, you know, together and start playing collectively?
Oh, well, Gabe knew. Oh, go ahead, Brendan.
You all like trickled in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So who was the beginning, and then how did everybody else kind of trickle in?
It was like Tyler and James. You know, they were doing those covers, and then Gabe. Do you want to, like, it was Gabe next, so.
Yeah, so Coastals isn't my first band. I was in maybe like three or four different projects, and in three of those projects, I was with a buddy of mine named Jared, and so he was playing with Tyler and James for a little bit, and he like showed me like two of their like demos, and I was like, man, like that's really cool, like that's the music I want to play. And so I was like, bro, like get me in the band. And he's like, oh well, we already have a drummer. And I was like, I don't care, dude, like set up just a jam session just for whatever, right? And then so I went and like listened to the songs and just learned them so that like I'd be like, oh yeah, like I know this song. And then like I played it, and I think they were like, all right, well our other drummer wasn't really showing up, so do you want to be in the band? And I was like, yeah.
So. But like really casual though. Yeah
really casually.
Nice.
And we made up with the other drummer a little later on. We didn't see him for a while and we're like, what happened?
Oh, then he came back and you guys were like, sorry. His stuff's packed up.
I think we were a little too active on Instagram, and I think,
you're like, new drummer or selfie.
Started getting streams. Like, wait a minute, I'm in this band.
Right. That's funny. So okay, so you guys all form, and then tell me, what was the first thing you guys put out? Was that 2017? It looks like you guys put out an EP, Figure It Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put out. Go ahead, Tyler.
We had like a couple of demos that we James and I worked on in like our, I don't know, our college student housing apartment, mm-hmm. And we just recorded them in there, and we're like, this is good. We should put something out for someone to listen to somewhere, and so we just kind of quietly uploaded that while we worked on the rest of the EP. And those were, it was a song called Miss You and a song called Nervous. We called them like bedroom demos.
Okay.
Bedroom mixes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, surprisingly, like some people bought it, and we started, you know, having something to kind of send around to people that we wanted to listen and thought maybe they could help us mm-hmm. get our music out there and get it started. So.
And so.
Start what, somewhere.
Yeah. And then what, you guys started playing shows around your local area and whatnot?
Yeah. I think we got kind of lucky. I think Gabriel and Jared kind of knew what shows were going on where and kind of helped us get our gigs. I don't remember spending a whole lot of any really time trying to nail them down. I think
just
dropped in our laps. And that's how it looked to me anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. And then what about like touring? Have you guys played outside of your local like area of Florida?
We kind of have stuck exclusively to playing shows in, yeah, we haven't, I don't think we've played a show outside of Florida.
Yeah, we've gone to like St. Petersburg.
Sarasota.
Yeah, in Sarasota.
Yeah. It's all just like West Florida gigs at this point.
Kind of Tampa greater area.
Yeah.
Yeah. It served us super well though. Like mm-hmm. the shows have been really good. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. I joined Coastals after they'd put out the first EP.
Okay.
And I met Tyler at like a Pine Grove show. I just went to
by myself. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And we just started like chatting, and he worked for like the radio station. And then it turned out we lived in the same apartment complex, and we started jamming, and then he's like, you want to join? But I went to a couple of their shows early on because I was like new to college and didn't really know what to do.
Uh-huh.
And I was like going, I was like, they were like, Aaron, playing a show. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'll go check it out. I was thinking it was going to be like a dinky little show. And it was like packed out. Like there's a lot of people. And I was like, really, I was like, wow, there's like a following. Like these guys are really good. And they sounded great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like the Tampa like show scene was like really good to us and still is like we've gotten some really cool shows and played. Like, I feel like the crowds have always been really fun. Yeah, we haven't really had the opportunity to play too much outside of it, but we've all been pretty happy with it.
Very cool. And you got some new songs out, Watercolors, your newest. Tyler, tell me, you went from fan or going to see them play these shows, and now you're in the band. Like, tell me about recording with them.
Yeah, it was very... it was very spooky at first. I was like, oh man, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's like when you apply for a job or something, like you're like, you really want to like show how polite and like calm and willing to compromise you are about things. You're just like, I just want to do a good job. You know, I want these people to like me.
Sure.
That was like back in 2017. And now it's to the point where like, we're super harsh with each other. And like these are my best friends. So like we could be super honest. And it started recording as like a demo again, like all the other songs, I guess, on Tyler's laptop. And we were just taking turns, like trying different things out. And then it kind of, you know, the intro became like the bridge, and then we wrote a new chorus, and you know, like we'd put a new guitar lick over like that riff, and we'd change the ending. And then we're like, back in our hometown where me and Brendan are from, Brendan's dad had like a little studio where we could record drums like pretty well, and we just kind of got all of our stuff together and recorded live drums over like the course of a couple of days for like a couple of songs. And it was definitely like a grueling process. I think from what it seemed like to me watching everyone else in the band, like this was more of an intricate process than the other songs might have been.
Oh, for
sure. Be wrong about that, but it felt like this one like took as much TLC as needed.
Oh, mm-hmm. As opposed to the first EP?
Mm-hmm. To me, so anyway.
Yeah, well, what was the difference, I guess, someone who recorded on the record, the first one, was it a lot different doing the Daisies and Watercolors songs?
Well, we definitely had a lot more input, because when we recorded the first songs, it was pretty much just me and Tyler for the most part doing a lot of the recording and mixing. So we did a lot of it just like at our place with programmed drums and, you know, just direct in almost all of our guitars and stuff like that. But then with the newer stuff, like Tyler was saying, Tyler Cole, we actually recorded live drums. We tried to record everything with using amps rather than direct in. We tried to basically, like, instead of making a guitar sound like a guitar, we tried to almost synthesize it, which was a really cool process. Just trying a lot of different things. So it was like way more complicated and intricate, but we feel like it came out super well because of that. So going like really out of our comfort zone.
Sure. That's cool. So you guys recorded both of those by yourself as well. So everything has been self-recorded?
Yeah, everything.
Wow. Yeah,
everything self-recorded, self-mixed. I think we have like one guy who we trust to master our music.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. That's awesome. So like, was that stuff that you worked on, like you were talking about recording the live drums in the studio. Was that done prior to COVID and the whole shutdown, lockdown and all that? Was that done prior to?
Yeah, it was done like a year ago now at this point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We it was a long process just to, cause we were like, we're working on like a bunch of different songs, and this was the one that we were just like the most excited about. So we have like some songs that are in the works that we're going to like put out. Should be coming together sooner rather than later. But yeah, we wanted to like, you know, we had a short window of time to like record drums, cause we were all really busy. Mm-hmm. So we just like recorded a bunch, and we're like, we'll work on these as we can. And then this one was just the one we were gassed about.
Very cool. Very cool. So you have other songs in the bank or other stuff that you're ready to work on, ready to record over the drums?
Oh yeah.
Very cool. We're like, actually, we're super excited about some of the stuff we have in the catalog right now that we're working on. And kind of to add to what Tyler was saying earlier, like what he's added to us anyway, I think it's like he said at first, he was kind of polite. And maybe, but now like he'll just literally just rip into us. But he has such a like expansive vocabulary of music knowledge compared to like at least me. I don't want to speak for everyone else, but and so it really helped to like bring, I don't know, just some really cool different sounds and like vibes to our stuff. So I'm super excited about like the new stuff that we got coming.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And how'd you guys get linked up with Maddie?
A show.
Good question.
Yeah, she.
You got. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Tyler. Go ahead.
I believe she reached out to us to do a show at the Orpheum with a couple other bands. I think the Hales was there and
okay.
Complex and some other bands around. And so that was where we first. That was kind of our first experience with her. The show went well and we. You know, over some time, we got more of a chance to like speak with her and get to know her, and so yeah, she's been really, really cool to us.
Yeah,
and it's kind of hard not to meet in Tampa music scene because she's literally everywhere. She's super friendly too, so it's so easy to go talk to her and catch up. So.
That's cool. Yeah, I've talked to the Hales and Flip Turn. She represents them as well. So mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool. So what have you been doing during this, you know, quarantine thing? Have you been able to jam with each other? Like, are you doing live stream shows, anything like that?
Well, do you guys want me to take this one?
Yeah, sure.
We've been, the biggest goal was, since we'd recorded like a lot of these songs, like recorded, and since we're mixing it ourselves, it's like a really like long, detailed process that Tyler Freeman has been doing, an amazing job on. So we've been just focusing on trying to get these songs kind of detailed up. This was the first one to be ready to go. And we're also really excited to like have an opportunity to kind of chat with each other through Zoom, it's honestly made like communicating regularly a little more easy. I moved to Los Angeles a year ago. So I'm not able to like even like the last couple of shows they've been, it's just the other guys. And I haven't been able to, I'm not in the same state.
Sure.
So, but we have like merch that we finally are like able to design, and we're able to kind of focus on doing this really some good justice instead of trying to like work in trying to do like PR and like creating our own social media posting, which like Brendan's been handling, like all of our graphic design for like our Instagram posts, and we've been just kind of like managing it ourselves for the most part. So we're able to kind of like take care of the business side of the band that we've like kind of neglected to play shows, which, you know, is super fun, but you know, it's made the business side a little easier.
Nice. Very cool. You're out in LA right now?
I am. Yes.
Oh, okay. We're in San Diego. So you're just right.
Nice. Cool.
Me, so that's cool. Sorry. I think I cut you off there, James.
That's all right. Yeah, I was just like, speaking over to Central.
Oh, no. Sorry, Tyler.
I'm really excited about, I think we have a post coming up tomorrow that Brendan worked on that I think is hilarious.
Cool. I think
it's quite funny. So if you feel like, checking it out and seeing if you like my taste or not, it's Coastals Official on Instagram.
Cool.
Coastals
cool.
Official. Yeah, one word.
Awesome, guys. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
I do have one more question. I want to know if you guys have advice for other aspiring artists.
Keep working your butt off is the best way I can put it, because I feel like, at least with me and Tyler, we've been working on music since 2013 together, and it can be like a grueling process at times, at least to get everyone to work together. If you're a solo artist, maybe it's easier, but you learn a lot about being able to work with people, and also music tastes develop a lot, at least through like the teen years. And cause I'm in my mid 20s now, but like a lot of when I started, I was still kind of developing my own music taste. So a lot of stuff's going to change, especially when you're younger, and it takes a long time to get kind of where you want to be as an artist, because it's like the standard now is so much higher for music than it used to be. So if you want to make something that even sounds like half as professional as you think it should sound, it takes a lot of work. But the end result is so worth it when you have fans reach out, or even just like my friends, when they tell me that they absolutely love it. I literally had a friend call me today and said that like the song that we came out with was so meaningful to him. And he's working on like his own music video and visuals for it now, because it meant so much to him. And he like shared it to all his friends. So like, just hearing that, it makes it all worth it. But yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah,
definitely.
I think if I could impart some advice for anyone out there, I would say start now. If you want to do something, start now. It's a long road, but if you think that's for you, you probably better get started. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, and as I think most people, everybody finds out that gets into anything.
If you love it, you'll find time for it. That's another thing. Like you like, we're all super busy doing our own stuff. Like we've been busy since the band started, like working or going to college, but I think like it's really easy to make excuses for like, you know, not having enough time or being like too tired or something. But like, if you want to do it, like just make it a priority. Like, just start doing it, you know, like work it into your schedule, like write everything else down that you're doing, and then just start working, figuring out when you can like work on the thing you really want to do.
Very cool. Gabriel, Brandon, anything? We're good?
Yeah. My two cents would be, and I'm still like getting over this myself, but don't like, you know, with social media being so big nowadays and like things really popping off with word of mouth, really, you know, and exposure, like kids getting famous over TikTok, you know, something that I struggle with is like kind of worrying about what other people think. But when it comes to, I mean, even things outside of coming up with music, you know, how you dress, how you talk, how you display yourself. But the more that I do that stuff for myself, the happier I am with what I do and what I write and what I say. So definitely don't try to, if you get into music, don't try to do it for anyone else but you.
I would say that like one of the most important parts is to find people that you get along with, rather than like, you could have five of the best musicians in the world come together and they won't really create anything meaningful. But when you have five dudes that you just, that like can vibe in a room and laugh at anything, it makes the music a lot more meaningful.